Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. In some previous Pastor for the Day studies, we were taking some lessons on faith from Hebrews chapter 11 and looking at the examples of godly faith that the writer describes there from the Old Testament. We had noted previously that faith is directed toward things that are unseen, and also that faith produces practical works. It leads us to act upon the promises of God. Now, a third feature of faith that we see quite clearly in Hebrews 11 is the way that true faith perseveres through trials. The people who are highlighted by the writer of Hebrews had to exercise faith in the face of opposition and obstacles to the very blessings that God had promised and that they were trusting him for. Abraham, for example, after he came into the land of Canaan, was met with the crisis of a famine in the land. He relocated temporarily to Egypt, but he did not give up on the promises of God. He didn't just pack up and go home. And then further, as he lived in the land, he faced war with the kings of the east and the periodic conflict with people in the land of Canaan, like his dispute with Abimelech. It surely could not have been easy living constantly as an outsider and a foreigner in the land. Moses chose to endure the hardship of the people of God who were slaves to the Egyptians. He was driven out of Egypt for 40 years. Then, when he reluctantly returned, not only did he have to confront the might of Pharaoh, he also had to endure the unbelief and rebellion of the Israelites for another 40 years. And the text of Hebrews goes on to give a short catalog of some of the other figures of faith. The writer says, "For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight." People of faith, in other words, simply did not have an easy time of it. They encountered enemy armies much stronger than they were. Daniel and his friends faced lions and fire. Prophets were pursued by the sword. And then lastly, the writer points us to those who suffered under torture, were imprisoned, were exiled, and in some cases were killed. They all had this in common. They persevered in faith through trials. True faith is tested, and when tested, it endures. This message from the writer of Hebrews came to Christians whose faith, likewise, was being tested. They were facing persecution on account of their confession of faith in Christ, and the record of the faithful believers of old was meant to encourage them to follow in the same path, to help them to also persevere and keep trusting in the gospel promises of God in spite of suffering. And it was given to encourage us, too. It is the universal experience of God's people that our faith is tested by trials in this life. We need not be surprised or shaken by that. As Peter also wrote to encourage suffering believers, he said, "Do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you." So be encouraged today that tribulation and suffering is normal to the Christian life, to the life of faith. When we endure through trials, we are following in the steps of the people of God across the ages. Well, this has been Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.